Gittikaran daf mesechta sanedrin daf tezvav, begin the medal, begin the tezmat, begins the gemara, ho'oim erich kli alai, someone says, let the erich of this kli be amin. Listen, Dama, you give the monetary value, because a person that makes a devar v'atala, and therefore must mean Dama. Now, the parakam the erich, in the first parak erich, of him and alf, muki law, the gemara explains, this is kirimeh, like shidrimeh, Dama, that he says, in order to make a devar v'atala, the person doesn't say something in vain, so you know there's no erich, and must mean you're saying it for the Dama. Now, it says Tais of Attainment, it's a wonder, because the Pekah Shalech, and the Gemara Gittin Daf HaMachas HaMabez, Amar Rav, Rav says, this teaching now Gemara over here was of Gidl Marav. So Rav over there says, HaMakdash Abdo, if someone sanctifies his slave, Yotzlechez goes out free. My time, what's the reason? Because Gufa Lekadash V'chulu. Because, what do you mean sanctify him? His body's not, he can't sanctify a slave. So, obviously, you mean to let him go free. Now, Mashma Hasim sounds like over there, the Hainu, the Laker Meir. Obviously, it's not Laker Meir, because the Lede, according to him, what do you mean? You're saying in our Gemara, must be Kaddish Ladama. When something, you can't be Makdashid, okay, you're right, it's not the actual thing, but you're doing it for the monetary value. So the problem is, but Rav, so obviously, it's not Laker Meir, and Rav Gidl Rav's teaching over here is Laker Meir. So Venera, it would seem that he, the Erechen, that halach of Erechen, Alib, the Meir, come a Rav. You're right. Rav was saying it according to a mayor, but he himself does not hold of it. He was just saying according to a mayor shita, then you nice and dumb up. And mechain mashmahasim actually sounds like the gemara echin of heim and alf, because the parach of a mayor pshita. The gemara says, well, according to a mayor, it's pashin. I mean that we know he says this halacha. Now says tesis v'asa lemeim and alf, but it was coming to tell us the subber kure mayor that Rav held like a mayor. So then my parach pshita. What are you asking pashit? It's teaching you Chiddush Rav. El Mashma, rather, it sounds like you're right, the Lay Sabak Rameir, that he does not hold like Rameir. El Kam, he was just saying to Rameir that according to Rameir, now he's done, maybe give him monetary value. And therefore, we're saying that according to Rameir, that's Pasha. That was the most question over there. Or, you know, another approach you could take is actually to answer Tais' question, Ikka Beis Lishnei de Rav. There's actually two versions of what Rav said, beginning of Lam Chesam Beis. Chad B'Maktish, one says it's the halacha of being Maktish Ebed, and the Chad B'Mafkir, one's with being Mafkir. So the truth is, that according to the first version, that it's b'makdash abdai, fine. But according to the second, that Rabbi Yosef said b'seim rab, it's b'mafka abdai. So according to Rabbi Yosef, you see that if you makdash abdai, you wouldn't say goes free, because you could actually explain this makdash de meyer abdai. Well, that's like a meyer. And then that would come out according to that version, that you're right. Rab actually would be able to hold a good meyer, like the way he says over here in our sugir. Next test, mouth to begin with the gemara, adam mikadash. Could a person be sanctified? So it says, sometimes you can say, wait a second, but look, when the abdai, why can't you say it's talking about a slave? He's an adam. The Kaddish that he sanctified, the Min Besamach, like the Gemara tells us shortly, the Mal Besarei, that this Me'ilin is here, obviously that he's sanctified. V'am B'Shaleich, and the Gemara says over there in Gittin, on the Aflam Ches, HaMakdish Nechasov, someone sanctifies his assets, V'ayi B'ma Vodim, and there were slaves in there, in like Gizbar, Mishrim, Leitzim, Lecheris, that the treasurers can't just let them go free. And you see, there's this Kiddush in the Ebed. So why can't you say that's the case of Adam? Because sometimes we can say, no, the Adam Lemashm Le Dekoya Ebed. When you say a person, the understanding is not that it's going on a slave. Well, you know, another part you could say is, Hacha Parach Alib de Rav. Here the Gemara is asking according to Rav, Dama that he says over there in Gittin, HaMakdash Abdu Yotz Lecher. So if someone sanctifies a slave, that he goes out free, which we explained according to that Shita, that there is no Kedusha, and hence that's what the Gemara is asking, that, yeah, even the Eved, what are you going to say? Where's the Adam that's Kaddish? He says, Master, begin with the words, the Gemara, Sarah Ema the Gazes. Here, that's waiting to be cut off. Which the Gemara is saying is like metalton, all is like mechuber. But what you see is that what Tosfos Ba'aleh says, Avakav de Me'ila, when even though the halacha of Me'ila yafin metruma, and it's learned from Gzer Shava. Lein truma, now regarding truma lo yaminu, we don't say kol oimid likotze kikotze dami. We don't say that whatever's like cut off is already what's ready to be cut off is like halacha of cut off to be considered like truma. So on that says Taisus, that's not a difficulty. In the high regarding that halacha, lo yafinu mitruma, that you don't learn it from truma, because the timamal, the pasuk has timamal riba. We include certain things that apply specifically by meila that you don't learn by truma. Because there's meila, the gemara says meila for the chesam and beis, like I become a drum regarding many things. And here also, it could be for that we would say sarum and the gazes would possibly be kigazudam, even though you don't say that by truma. Next test must begin with the gemara in meilin that. If you consider it as connected to the body, there's no me'ila like mechuber, or do you say it's like talish and there's me'ila? So Tosfos Kamashma here it sounds like the im me'ila mechuber. There's no me'ila by something that's attached. Behed Yaminan Hachi, and this is how the Gemara explicitly says Masech Miladaf Yudalam Abayz. Now, because the Perek Rashbam, it's typical according to Rashbam, is a commentary, the Perek of Moicha Sesvina on Babas Daf Ayin Tesem Alav, can be Makdish regarding being Makdish from the Diktoni, where we learn over the Moilim Babar that is Meila in a pit. Perek Rashbam explains, like you misappropriated, you had benefit by hiding things in a pit. Says Taisa, well, it's not possible, that's something that's attached to the ground, that it wouldn't be Meila anyway. And the says Taisa, it's too much Akar Chulim in the bar where you detach a clump of earth from the pit, but then when you had benefit from it, then it's not mechuber anymore. That's where you would be chayv meila. Next test, master begins with the Gemara. But not ma'im the blibotzer. That we have this machlekes. You mean the chachamim? If you have grapes that are about to be harvested, if it's considered as harvested or not, regarding the halacha of the metatlin, if it's considered as a shvur made of mitzvahs. Test says team it's a wonder because the peg and iron super stuff nun aleph omer aleph parach. The Gemara asks gabi zil. By the case of go, havle mitamri dal budja, go give from the dates that are on the mat. Saif, what do you mean? At the end of the day, kolem legaz kagazad, I mean, whatever is ready to be harvested, it's like it's harvested. So it's the Gemara, no, the tree ledikla coming. I was talking about those that need the tree. But in my part, what's the question you're asking from the aloch of kolem legaz kagazad, but rabban da hacha less luhatsra? They don't hold that tzra, so why asking like as if it's a difficulty? Yeah, some test you could say is the Gabi Bal Chayiv, actually regarding creditor Maida, that actually everyone agrees to lay Gavi Medavah Ha'im Legazes, that actually you cannot collect from something that's going to be harvested. To lay some Chadaita, because he's not confident because it's ready to be Gaz, he's only confident on the Karka. And that's what the Gemara was asking, that Koyalev and Legazes, Kagazes, that what do you mean? How's he going to collect from that? That you can't collect from that. Another approach Rabbi Nachman explains. The Hasan Baruch, the Gemara is asking, there's the other man, there's the man that hold that you don't say it. No, Mishum the Perak Hakoyin is because since you have a Gemara Baba Kam Nabnum Testament based Pasuk Rav rules Krib Shimon. The man that he says Achla Peres Gemurim if it ate full fruits, Mashalem is Peres Gemurim if it pays up full fruits. And Be'ein Shimon Oisin Agav Sadin, you don't evaluate based on the field. You don't view it as part of the field. You view it as if it's already harvested. That's based on the principle of kolim libatzik abatzadami. And since we pass like that, that's what the Gemara is asking based on that shita. Even though, yeah, there were other shitas, but we don't pass like that. Next test, matzah begins the Gemara. In l'sheiche v'chulu, if it does, it's not about the zacher being born the behemah, but the behemah being born the zacher. Must be that's what the pasuk is teaching, and that's how we know that it needs a bezin of chav gimel. So he says, "Mahachanami." Actually, from here also, Perik Dal Misin. The Gemara later on, the Dam and Beis Yafin. The Gemara learns out Azhara Lenishkev. That's also how you know that there's a prohibition for the animal to sodomize the man. Mahsheichiv on the Shohasiv of his Bechulu. Just like by Sheichiv, you have the punishment and the warning. So too the Nishkev. Now, since it's a wonder because Rebbe Vo, the Poligala Hasam, he disagrees over there. In what he says in the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, if you bond behemo or you bring a behemo on that you like a shtayim, because it says b'chol behemo leitin shachavtecha and what it says liyakodesh bnei Yisrael, and it doesn't say the hakash of sheicha b'nishkav. So the question is chav gimel menolan. So then, if you don't have this hakash, so how does he know that you need 23 judges by nishkav? And b'chein tzutur Rabbi Shimon. The Darsh Bnei Hasam, the Darshan from that pasuk over there on Daf Samach, the Bnei Neich Mesar Mal Kishuv, that the non-Jews are prohibited regarding Kishuv, and the Iskish L'Sheich of Mehema from the fact that it's compared, it's equated to the pasuk of Sheich Mehema, so that's what he's using the pasuk for. So it's not extra to learn out to compare Sheich of Tanishkab. So you have the question of Benazai. The government in the healing of this pasuk, the Machash of Eskilo, that sorcerer gets Eskilo, Bahu Perko, within the Samach Zaman Beis, also from comparing to this pasuk. So it's not extra. But what we could say is the Imashum Hakish. No, if all you had was the Hakish, like you're asking that's what these two Mandom were just quoted needed for, how the main Makra, the Ishkit Nishchavta Behema, you should have said that pasuk, Kabbim Machashefa, by the halacha that we're comparing it to. Hilkach, therefore, the fact that it's not near there, it is extra l'nishkav for this halacha, like we dashed over here, and therefore they could also learn that the same thing of comparing nishkav to sheichiv.